Hey guys, welcome back.
This is Hobo.
And the Bear.
And Big Z and his opinion to be chimed in.
Occasionally.
You guys know that you can follow, or for the ones that don't know, if you're just tuning in with us, you guys can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Our handle is Hobo and the Bear.
The platforms that you can follow us on are Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public,
and Stitcher. And we're still trying to get on iHeartRadio, so wish us luck on that.
Yeah, they emailed us last week.
Yes.
Yeah, they emailed us last week. They're going through our content and stuff, so hopefully we'll be up there soon. Like, they already got our thing up there, it's just they got to get our content up there. So.
Yes. And those are the Hobo and the Bear for all of those.
Yeah. With an H and B capitalized.
Yeah. Alright, so we told you in the last episode that we were going to talk about fashion. Don't get me mixed up with being like a major fashion guru. I'm not.
Not me either.
I just...
Hence my nickname. I dress like a hobo most of the time.
Yeah. So do I. It's more like what we like and what we don't like in the fashion, you know, industry.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You already found out what we liked if you listened to the last podcast.
Well, some of it, not all of it.
Mobsters. Like the look, like the mobster look.
From like the 1920s.
Like the suit, the gray suit with the...
Gray, black.
But, gray and black.
Oh, yeah, they don't
if you look at but, some of them.
Yeah. The long, with the long coat.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the Tommy gun drum clip.
Yeah. It was just, I think it's just something about the style. It'll look elegant. Like, hey. I'm not... I think everybody's free to their own will to dress how they want to dress, but I, like, you know, everybody sees that picture on Facebook and shit. It was, like, back then, what happened to today. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I don't like when I go out in town. I mean, I am married, so I don't really look, but when I go out, I don't want to see some dude in a pair of high-waisted pants, or shorts, let me rephrase that, high-waisted shorts whose thighs are showing more than my thighs show, with, like, some weird, stupid... shirt, because I don't even like the way they've, like, the prints on designs of shirts nowadays are just kind of dumb. It's all internet-based, and it's dumb.
Yeah, or the ones that their complete ass is showing, and it's down below their ass, the pants down below their ass cheeks.
I mean, granted, I have never said being, like, obsolete to men showing leg. You know? I mean, because some men out there, they got some pretty damn legs. Mm-hmm. Show them off. But then they top it off with, like, an odd pair of, like, shin high socks and a pair of penny loafers. Like, did you just fall into the closet and then just walk out with what was on?
Right.
Random shuffle day.
Like, guys with sandals and, like, knee high socks. I mean, that's like a generic high school sports player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know why.
So, let me tell you, like, what Pa said while we was heading to,
our aunt's house?
Yeah.
Your great aunt's?
Yeah.
Our aunt's.
I had to...
Yeah.
So I call her aunt, but she's a great aunt.
Yeah.
But anyways...
She is a great aunt.
Yeah. So we stopped by the gas station, and there's this guy just walking along the road with a giant, a 2-liter Dr. Pepper bottle. Goes in the store, I guess, fills it up with Mountain Dew and leaves. Mm-hmm. After paying for it, obviously. But he was wearing the... sweatpants with tennis shoes and a hoodie kind of outfit.
Yeah.
Well, Paul was like, if I ever catch you dressing like that, I will hit you across the back of the head. I was like, don't worry,
what,
shorts.
Is that showing or something?
No, it was just the sweatpants with the hoodie.
Was his pants under his butt?
No.
Oh.
It was just...
sweats.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, see, I don't see anything wrong with people wearing sweats. I wear sweats.
But Paul's on fashion, so...
Yeah.
But he wears sweats.
He don't wear sweats to town.
Yes,
if
that's what
store,
he was talking about.
He think that he is in the day and age where he doesn't think it's right to wear pajamas in public.
Yes.
And for men out there who do wear your pajama in public, I guess it's the same thing for coochie eaters, but for men, all us women can see it. We can see it bouncing. We can see it moving through your pants, unless they're black. And then you can kind of see, I mean, the seam's got a bulge on it. Mm-hmm. So it's quite noticeable. Just saying.
Well, especially if you're going commando.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, going commando is bad.
But go ahead.
My standard look that I always go with, I was like, you don't have to worry. Because shorts, t-shirt, occasionally a hat if I don't like my hair that day.
Yeah.
Or jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I wear.
Well, sometimes you wear Shadow Bugs Jama pants.
Yeah.
That's if I have nothing else.
Up here, anyways.
Yes.
I dress like a hobo. I wear my pajamas anywhere. I don't care.
I mean, I think it's different. Like, and I guess it's, you know, stereotyping if you do it that way. Girls can do it, but men can't. I mean, I don't really mind. Just know we can see it. Just like guys can see it. Like, when I say coochie eater shorts, I'm talking like, these are, like, some girls out there, it looks like you're starving your coochie because they try and, like, kill to eat your shorts.
Yes.
It's not sexy.
Like, the ones that are above the ass cheeks and all up in there.
Yeah. Like, if you were, like, to fall or something, we're all going to see but a good little split from the front to the back. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up.
In the words of Bart Simpson, eat my shorts.
Pretty much.
Girls basically did it anyways.
But I am not allowed to say to that because I wore coochie eater shorts when I was going swimming.
I still wear coochie eater shorts when I'm going swimming, but yeah. I have a bathing suit bottom on.
Yeah. Like, I'm not wearing these every day to go out on dates or stuff like that.
Full coverage down there instead of, like, regular underwear anyways.
Yeah. I just feel like, I mean, I'm not trying to be biased in the situation, but men in sweats, I don't care. My old man and me both go to town sometimes in our pajamas. I don't care. But, see, and that's not even the thing that bothers me the most. I would rather see them in their pajamas than to see them like they fell through the wardrobe and came back out.
Or their ass, like, whole ass showing.
It's like they went, like, super shopping at the thrift store and came back out with everything that did not match.
Like, a little, like, the top part, like, the top seam of the boxer, that's okay, because that's understandable.
Yeah.
Pants fall down a little bit.
I'll wear you.
But...
Well, I mean, I understand high-waisted pants are now style.
Well, I was talking about guys.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. High-waisted pants for men went out of style. But it's...
Belt.
It's okay. If you're wearing your knees belted around your kneecaps...
What?
You what'd I say?
Wearing your knees belted around your kneecaps.
When you're wearing your jeans belted around your kneecaps.
Thank you, Dixie. When you're doing that, then we got a problem. Yeah. Like, why you even got pants on? You might as well be out there in your boxers.
Yeah.
But, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Our granny used to say all the time, leave a little to the imagination. There is no imagination left in this.
No.
Whatsoever.
Because they have Hoochie Mama shorts on and crop tops that show the underboob.
Yeah. I mean, I bought it at that age. Okay, guys, my birthday was the other day. So I'm just now turning 28. I am not yet a woman. But I am not yet a child anymore, neither. Okay? I'm just saying. In all honesty, I don't want to wear 40 to 50-year-old women's clothes, but I don't want to wear 13 to 14-year-old clothes anymore, either.
Yeah.
There needs to be, in my opinion, there needs to be a moderate 20s style.
Yeah.
People who are in their 20s. 20s and 30s. Because, you know,
t-shirts. They need to bring back female rock t-shirts.
And yeah, and then you can only go to, like, certain stores and the malls and stuff and get them. And then it's just, it's not, why? I don't want to, like, for us, we have to drive a couple hours to get there.
Yeah.
To the malls. Well, what is it, like an hour and a half to each mall because they closed the one down that was a little bit closer to us. There is three malls near us. There's the one in the city, the one in the, over there, and the one back that way. So, but the one up this way. Closed. Yeah. And then we got the big city mall, and then we got the one back out here, which is technically a city, but it's more country than city. It's a town. Thank you. So the two town malls closed in the city. Or no, the one town mall closed. We have another one that's still open, but the stores, I think, are closing around it, too. And then you got the one that's out there in the city. So
I really need to go to the one out there in the city or just order shit online for my reasons.
Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, like, okay, this is my problem. Somebody took away people's taste buds in the fashion industry because there is no taste in the style anymore.
Throw a bunch of stuff together, hope it works out.
Right? Okay, so what is with the internet cat picture being on every fucking thing?
Just hang in there?
No.
Which one? The Grumpy Cat?
Oh, which I feel bad because the cat died. But no, it was like the one that played the damn...
Piano?
Yeah. On everything.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
No. Nor is the fucking SpongeBob riding a taco. SpongeBob Patrick riding a taco.
Yeah. Like, I think they did that because Deadpool.
Deadpool was riding the uniform?
Yeah.
But then they had, and then they had the cat one with the tacos.
Yeah. Obviously, people could tell where we shop at. I'm all about saving a dollar. Do not get me wrong. When it comes to buying clothes, I am the world's worst. Because, one, I can't never find any fucking thing I like. Because I have a distinct style.
And I've got guys' clothes to fucking find that.
Yeah. And I don't like doing that. But not all the time. Shrink the shirts,
basically.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta shrink the shirts. But it's not just that. It's the fact that I have a certain style. So when I go shopping and I'm looking for what I want, I try my damnedest to put together an outfit and I get irritated because it doesn't come out together. Not every girl wants to wear high-waisted pants. You know, just like every guy doesn't want to wear his pants around his knees. Not every girl wants to wear high-waisted pants. I don't like high-waisted pants. They don't look good with my body shape. But that's the only fucking thing I can find. And then if I find anything that's different, like lowriders, they don't fit in none of the right places anywhere I go. It doesn't matter if I'm going to...
It took that one time last year when I got the same kind of pants.
No, they didn't. They didn't fit my legs.
Well, they fit mine. I got damn thunder thighs.
Yeah. I don't have thunder thighs. I mean, I have a little bit of thigh, and I got a little bit of, like, leg meat, but it's not so much so it filled the pants out. It's, like, pretty much so I'm not supposed to have any other shape to my body besides this shape. And if you go... And plus-size girls have it the worst. Because
especially if you got thick thighs and no ass,
yeah,
I feel your problem because I got just a little booty.
But it's sad though. It's because you know there's no style there for them. It's created to make them feel comfortable, and then they're trying, and they're like, you know, all girls aren't built the same, so we need to try to better to do this, do that, and mostly it's just shrunk down to where we're all wearing jeggings.
Yeah,
you know, like it's pretty sad.
Just pajama pants.
Yeah, that you got to wear stretchy pants just to feel comfortable. And I don't know about you, but when I wear stretchy pants, they make me feel cut in half. Like, they just kind of, like, they make me feel like a can of biscuits. I don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't know.
Stretchy pants?
Yeah, like, the jeggings. Like, if you pull them up too high, like, for the high-waisted ones, it make me feel like a can of biscuits. And I don't like it. I mean, I know I'm a pudgy, okay? I get it. I got it. Okay, folks? I don't need a constant reminder when I put clothes on to say, hey, you know what? You don't look good in clothes. Because I don't look good naked, neither. Pick your poison, people. Either make clothes that fucking fit people, or you're just, we're all going to go back to being goddamn nudist. Pick your poison.
What was it y'all said about guys in skinny jeans?
I like guys in skinny jeans, just not...
Some of, like, the one, skaters look the best in skinny jeans, I think.
Yes.
But, I mean, there's some pretty damn good-looking guys in skinny jeans, though. Like,
it's because there's different types of skinny jeans for guys. Like, there's skinny jeans for the guys, the rock guys, skinny jeans. And then there's boot-cut skinny jeans for cowboys.
And then there's skater
jeans. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. I know you asked about what we were saying.
Cowboys.
Did y'all see that thing? Okay, I can't think of his name. The guy who sings Old Town Road? Not Bass. Nah, something like that. So, did you guys see where people were throwing a fucking fit because Wrangler is sponsoring the fact that he's in the pants and stuff?
What?
Because black people shouldn't wear Wranglers is, I think, one of the comments that I saw.
What?
I have no fucking idea, but I thought it was, like, that is just...
That is their fucking pants.
Right. And when you guys, you know, for our listeners who are continuous, we don't talk about race, politics, religion, or anything like that.
Little Nass.
That's who the guy is. I'm sorry for not getting his name right. But anyway.
I said Nass.
It's good enough.
That's just taking it too fucking far. It's just goddamn pants. Mm-hmm. It was something that it kind of, as I said the other day, it took the beef out of my stew.
But that's fucking stupid.
I know. It's horrible. But anyway, so what was you asking about? What we said about skinny jeans? I like certain
guys.
If they're fitted right.
Yeah, if they're fitted right. Like, not the ones with that, like, the big-ass fucking muscular thighs trying to wear the skater boy skinny jeans. Like, that just
kind of looks like they're wearing spandex.
Yeah, that's a little tight on the muscular thighs.
When you look like a tube of toothpaste, they don't fit. As what's that famous saying? Just because it zips doesn't mean it fits.
Yeah,
we're not shaming on anybody's style. No, oh hell yeah, I am.
Well,
I'm not shaming on anybody's size. I'm shaming your style. You look like shit. Okay, quit wearing it. If you can't pour into the jeans and pour back out, instead you got to. If you have a workout pulling your pants off because they're so tight, y'all need to wear them.
Okay, I have thunder thighs, and I have to have a workout sometimes getting pants on, but I can fit.
That day I got off work. Bless her heart, she laughed so hard at me, folks. I was so hot. Now, I don't wear jeans. I don't wear jeans because I no longer feel comfortable in them. I used to. I want to because I love pink. You know I do. But I had to go to work, and we had to wear jeans, and I have a shorts on underneath, and I was dying to get off, which was a 12-hour shift. I literally had to peel my pants off in my car because they were stuck to my legs.
When you have to shed them off like another piece of skin.
Yeah, pretty much. She's laughing like hell at me, though. Oh, hot.
I had to do that with leggings before, too, one time when I was at work.
Yeah, when I realized the exercise leggings that are kind of like spandex or whatever, and I started to sweat and get real hot when I got home. I can't even pinch them off my skin. Mm-hmm. Ew.
That's happened to me with regular leggings, though.
Yeah, me too. Well, not as much because it's like mine get loose throughout the day.
But don't.
I don't have thunder thighs, as you say. No. I don't. I have more ass than she's got, but she's got more thigh than I got.
Yeah, I got Texas and Texas is twin.
Yeah,
that's what I've nicknamed them.
I'm just saying that I do shame your style if it looks bad.
Not out loud.
Yeah. Well, here's why though. I have more of a reason to. When I was younger, my stepmom would ask, "Do I look okay?" And she would say, "Yeah," but knowing good damn and well that I didn't look okay, and she thought it was funny. She was like, "I sent her out letting her look like that. Don't fucking do that to somebody." Which I had to explain to this bitch what a camel toe was in her fucking 30s because she didn't know what it was. Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that day that I looked really good in that dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very critical to how she judges a person's appearance. And, like, we were just out and about in town, and we went...
Yeah, I was prom shopping.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we were just out and about that day, and you went shopping for the prom dresses because you were supposed to be going.
Yeah.
And that dress looked really good on you. It was, like, a champagne gold. It, like, suited her, and she was like, I don't think it looks good on you.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it was her opinion. I get it, but it was just
the way she said it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like that dress.
I do too. It looks really
gorgeous. Like, no, I'm not like the tannest little bitch out here, so now I didn't like mix with my skin properly. But I mean, it did.
No, it did. It did. It didn't like clash against your skin color. It like. Suited you. That woman done a very good job picking a dress that would suit you.
Yeah.
It suited your size. It suited, like, your body type, your skin type, your fucking hair, and everything. She's just one of those people who does that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why. I mean,
I don't know. There's some way she dresses sometimes.
Rocks. Like, when I was in high school, of course, I was smaller. You know, I think everybody was smaller in high school except for those teeny tiny people. Yeah. But, I was smaller in high school, so whenever I would dress, I had, like, you know, pants up and everything, and I'd have a shirt on, and a little bit of my stomach would show. Just a little bit. Not a lot. Not to where it was like I was a fat girl, and, you know? But I never thought it looked bad, and she always told me that it looked disgusting. And then after I graduated high school, she started wearing shirts. But she was, like, 3 times my size, and she wore her shirts like that, and then would say something to me about it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm older. I don't like to do that. I don't want the bottom of my stomach showing anymore because it's not cute. It's not cute. But, yeah.
I don't like my stomach showing.
Yeah, I don't like my stomach showing. But I also don't like to wear multiple shirts because I start to feel suffocated, which I've always been like that. Like, I've never wore turtlenecks. I've never been a
cow neck. I like a cow neck.
I don't even like a cow neck. I think they're just weird.
But some of them are cute.
Oh, yeah, they're
like
cute.
Like the ones that I have to keep.
They're cute. It's just, I don't feel comfortable in them.
Yeah.
And I get it that fashion is supposed to be something you feel comfortable in about yourself, how you feel about yourself, you know, how you express yourself. But sometimes I feel like people are expressing themselves. They're on acid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what brand it is, but my fashion merchandising teacher.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I didn't choose it, but it was given to me. I was like, hey, it's something new.
Yeah.
Something I can learn about.
Yeah.
Well, she has an original, like, ordering book.
Yeah.
Basically, the entire internet pressed down into one giant book. I don't know what brand it is. I want, yeah, and it's not Sony. It could be Sears. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she said that one thing that she would like to come back is cat eye glasses.
They are working their back. They're way back.
They're already back.
That's why
these motherfuckers are so big, because they only had these ones and cat eye ones at the eye doctor.
If I was going to be honest, I kind of like the way people dressed back in the day. It was more elegant for females and more...
Are you talking about like Victorian era back in the day? Or
I do love that style too, because I'm weird and I do like the Victorian style. Like, I think it's gorgeous. Granted, we're out of the decade where we have to wear girdles and kill ourselves, but yet they have found their way back into our mainstream of fashion because you got the waist trainers.
That's fucking cute now.
Yeah. Now, well, yeah, but girdles are more worn for fashion. Corset are worn for
fashion. Corsets.
Corsets are more worn for sex.
Yes.
People wear them out in the public.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, people just don't care.
Their fashion.
I mean, some corsets look really good as shirts and stuff, but I'm talking like the, not just the top ones, the whole suited corset.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just, okay. I couldn't do it, guys. I couldn't walk around town not being able to breathe. Yeah.
Which is what I was doing earlier. I was, stuffing my gut in, like, trying to pull the jeans on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're free to wear what you want to wear. Like I said, my opinion is like an asshole. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to like it. Y'all have to listen to it. It's just, I just don't like today's fashion. Like, I would rather myself make my own shirts and design my own stuff to wear, because I don't even like going shopping anymore.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, especially for females, because it's like, where we live, you got Walmart, and you got like a label shopper store that's like...
supposed to be discounted prices, which is still almost the same as going to fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
And you have the Goodwill, where the thrift shops, and you have
Belk
and Kato's.
Goody.
But none of their stuff fits right.
No, because like, Belk and Goody's is like old people style now.
Yeah.
Like, all of it. Even the younger stuff, like...
Yeah.
Younger adult one style area in the store is, like, old people style.
And I think it's... Fashion should be open. Like, don't get me wrong, I think men should have a wide variety of fashion, too. But women should be the largest, because we have the power to wear and dress and be anybody we want to be for the day. You know? Like, if I want to be a gangster, I'm a gangster that day. If I want to be, I look like I stepped out of a rap video. I want to look like I stepped out of a rap video. If I want to be a princess, I can be a princess.
When you play dress up, but it actually affects your real life.
There's people out there that do that. There was a woman fired from her job because she was a descendant of Pocahontas. So she done her makeup.
I know, I saw that.
And see, in fashion, if you go into fashion too, I go with makeup as well. I don't like the whole, I got to do like 10 different things to my face just to do my makeup. I like being basic. I like doing a basic face. It's fast, it's easy, and I look okay. I don't feel like, and I feel like it's pressure for everybody to constantly contour, do their eyebrows, do their lips.
Because it's put out into...
Yeah, the media so much. And I don't diss anybody who does it. I'm glad that you do it. It's just, I'm not going to do my face like that. I'm going to put my makeup on and I'm going to go about my business. And if somebody's like, well, why don't you have contour on? Because, bitches, I have seen plenty of girls out there in the world who look like they got into a mud fight.
Like, you said that you don't think it suits your face.
It doesn't suit my face. It, like, contour in my face does not suit my face. I have a very round face, and it does not fucking suit it. It just, it looks like I'm dirty. If I want to look dirty, I'm going to go outside and play and get dirty. I don't want it to be my makeup. Those are some people out there who can really, really contour, like, to a crisp, but I don't see them in person.
So question is, technically, it can be considered fashion. You look at it the right way. What are y'all's opinion on, and whether or not you consider it, plastic surgery?
Well, that's like expression, basically. Like, if you don't like something about yourself, change it.
Yeah.
Like, tattoos. You get more tattoos. Fashion statement.
Yeah.
That's your style.
But, like, if... I understand that.
I'm going to go ahead and
say it depends on the situation.
I will not talk about plastic surgery on the podcast because I have my own personal opinions about it that other people might not. And like I've stated before, I don't want to spread hate because there's much going on. Okay. And my opinion may make people lean towards a different way or cause controversy between our listeners. And I'm not going to do that, so I won't comment on
this one. I was not informed of this for asking.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. In my opinion, it's not going to stop somebody from doing it. Will I personally do it? No. But that doesn't mean that plastic surgery wasn't out there to also help people. I do know somebody who had to have plastic surgery done on their boobs because they were like a double G.
And naturally.
Naturally, yeah. And they had to have them reduced because they it was hurting them. So I kind of get it.
That I understand. Like, I'm not asking about that. I'm asking, like,
what's my opinion about it? Like, for people doing it to change things?
Yeah. Yes and no. I'm saying, like, if you're doing it to make yourself look better, but not for, like, the example you said, she had to.
Yeah.
But
I just think
that by making your lips bigger because you want them to be.
Some people are just self-conscious about certain things.
Yeah, because, especially females, because it's put out in there.
Guys, too.
But it's been pushed more towards females to have bigger lips, to have a bigger butt, to have a bigger chest, to have flatter stomachs.
A bigger ass.
Yeah, I say a bigger butt.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We're supposed to look one certain way. Mm-hmm. And because that image is pressed from early on all the way into our adulthood, nothing ever suits us. The one thing I will give my stepmom is that she always had right was, you are your own worst critic. Like, a lot of people feel like, well, my lips are too flat. If they were plumper, people would like me better. If I had bigger boobs, guys would be more interested in me. Or girls. If I have a bigger ass, people would be more interested in me. You know? And it's so far gone from natural beauty that I don't like it, because I think people look naturally beautiful the way they are. Because you gotta look past what's on the outside.
Yeah, see, that's what I was asking. Natural beauty, and they're wanting to improve.
Yeah, but if I've had to say cosmetic stuff, I've had cosmetic for my teeth. Technically, having braces is cosmetic.
Yeah.
And if I had the money right now to do it, I'd go and have my teeth cosmetically done because they're all fucked up, you know? Like, after the braces, they got fucked up. And it does make me self-conscious. It's not that self-conscious because they don't look like her teeth or your teeth. It's self-conscious because that's your smile. When you go out into the world and you smile at people, that's what they see. I guess it's technically the same as fixing what I feel is wrong with me, but other people I've talked to say, oh, I don't even hardly notice when you talk, or I don't notice whenever, you know, we're out in public and stuff. I notice. You know?
Yeah.
But that's my teeth, man. I gotta eat with those. I gotta talk to people. When I go to work, I have to speak. And whenever I meet people, like brand new, when I'm working, I gotta talk to them. And it becomes the point to where I start to seclude to myself because I don't want to talk. So, I guess it's just certain types of cosmetic surgery that I'm more open about than not. But I also think it's dangerous, too. So, it is dangerous. It is very dangerous to have a lot of cosmetic surgery done. It can be very dangerous. And I don't know. I don't know. It's not my personal go-to thing.
Okay.
Yeah, if I want to change myself for the day, I feel like I should express and change myself through my clothes. For me, I feel empowered whenever I have a cute outfit on and I'm rocking it and I feel comfortable and it's like, it fits my body all correctly, and I feel more confident in the day, and to the point to where even my feet don't bother me. You know, I just feel good about who I am for the day, you know? And then when I come home, I can take it all off, and I can be just me. I think fashion is like your mask, just like tattoos can be your mask. Even cosmetic surgery can be a mask, but the thing about cosmetic surgery is not all of it is undoable.
Alright.
So, I can come home and take my clothes off. You know? The outfit didn't succeed like it was supposed to. I can come home and be like, oh, I'm not wearing that again. Just like makeup. I've tried to contour because it is big. You know? I've tried contouring for like off and on for the past couple of years, and I just don't like it. I don't like the way it makes my face look. Like, I just feel dirty. I feel uncomfortable lifting my face like that. I feel like it brings too much attention to certain places, so I don't like it. But talk more about your mobster style.
I already talked about it. Like, long jackets. Just, I can't even, like, park.
I gotta agree. I gotta agree.
This is, like, was
kind of like the lion from fucking The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I like the 70s on the African Americans.
Or even like the
Go ahead and do your Big Z sign off.
Well, I said my opinion, so Big Z signing off. Yeah, don't forget what y'all are supposed to say.
Okay. I don't know what part you guys got, but like the 70s, pimps, like, I loved it. Put a feather in my hat and call me macaroni. Hello.
And even the, like, 50s, 60s, yes. Like, women's style.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did like it. But I think it's because it was still in the moderate age, like, of clothing. Yeah.
Like, especially the bathing suits.
Yes. But that takes me back to the high-waisted bathing suits.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, the high-waisted bottoms?
Yeah. Yeah. It takes me back to that post I showed you the other day about that girl who was like, this size on the left is my size, the size on the right is for 3XL. She was telling the women in 3X that are wearing 3XL two-piece bathing suits that they look disgusting and nobody wants them and not to wear it, that her bathing suit size, which was like small, is the correct size and the right body type to wear in that. First of all, bitch, you ain't got no motherfucking room to tell somebody else how they should and should not dress and how they should feel comfortable in their own goddamn body.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
No. Not at all. Like, especially that one post of the chick that was wearing the leggings and the short shorts, and she was a chunkier girl. She had, like, a little crop top on that was one of the long crop tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were saying that she looked fucking disgusting.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Because it takes a lot of courage for a bigger girl to even get remotely comfortable into doing that.
Yeah.
And even skinny girls have a hard time going and wearing two-piece bathing suits because they feel too small.
Yeah.
I don't agree to body shaming. It's not right. I mean, at least you want to do is tell your chunky friends, let's get healthy together. You know, because just because your ass is skinny doesn't mean you're healthy.
No.
So, you know, oh yeah, you're healthy on the scale because you're at your height and weight, body size, but you can still have muscle mass and still be healthier. You can eat healthier. Just because you're eating chili cheese fries every day and it's going no it's even time.
Yeah.
So, I'm not okay with that. Don't body shame.
Yeah, me either.
Because if I'm going to put on a two-piece bathing suit and it's going to take all that I have that day to put that on and to feel comfortable and go out and you're going to make me feel horrible about myself, you don't understand what goes on whenever I get home and how bad I'm going to judge myself and hurt my own self with my own words and my own mind. Because of your negativity.
Yeah.
Because it does affect other people negatively. I'm not saying just because you're big you shouldn't wear some, or just because you're small you shouldn't wear some. I'm just saying,
if you got the confidence to do it, fucking do it, girl.
Yeah. Or boy.
Yeah, or boy.
Yeah.
But I don't like swimming when there's multiple people there with, like,
I understand. I feel the same way. Used to, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Then I got a little bigger. And I started to care.
Yeah. Like, I just wear my Hoochie Mama shorts and then
my t-shirts.
Yeah. Or a tank top.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a little bigger. I care a little more than what I used to when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I didn't care. Like, I thought I was bigger than I was when I was younger. You know? Yeah. And now that I'm bigger, obviously, I think the same thing. I'm bigger than what I look like or what I feel like. Because when I look at myself, I see myself one way. But it takes a lot of confidence for that. I'm just saying, if you fall through your wardrobe and just come out with what's on, you don't look good. I don't look good when I do it. Like, I've gotten somewhere, last year, remember when I got that outfit? I was so happy. I got the pink and black leggings, the space leggings.
Yeah.
And then the pink and gray shirt to go with it. And I got to work, and like 2 or 3 hours into work, I realized my shirt was completely fucking see-through.
Yeah.
You can see my bra. I didn't have a shirt on underneath it. I didn't notice it when I bought it or when I put it on at home. I was at work when I was like, well, that's uncomfortable. I guess I kind of, like, I also agree to the whole women do need to, like, I get it. Bras shouldn't be something that makes us feel like we have to wear because society tells us to.
But if you got big titties, yeah, like big old honkers, then yeah, yeah, you need to wear a bra. Or at least, like,
just wear something that doesn't show. Like, today, yeah, when we was at Walmart, that girl came out, she had on a pink 90s spaghetti strap shirt and no bra, and all you could see was nipples.
Yeah.
Like,
over half her titty was hanging out.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, I guess that also goes with the, well, like, what if it was a woman who was breastfeeding?
I'm not saying, have no kids with her.
Yeah, I know, she didn't. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't really particularly want to look, so I'm not going to. Yeah. But if I see, like, your nipple through your shirt, that's something I see. Like, I'm like, I can see your nipple, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like my nipples to show. I mean, they're just nipples. I don't get it wrong, and there's no difference between my nipple and a man's nipple. But I don't want to see a man's nipple neither. I don't. I don't know why. I think it makes me feel uncomfortable. I just think it gets unwanted attention, and then at the same time, somebody might want the attention. I don't disagree to the whole open breastfeeding thing, though. I just think if there's small kids around, and the parent didn't breastfeed their children, and you're breastfeeding, they have to explain to their child what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with breastfeeding out in public.
Yeah.
But, like you do around your family, put a blanket on.
Yeah. I mean, well,
and that's most people do.
That's something else, too. It depends on the extent.
Sorry, if you hear a dog.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it depends on the extent of the situation, because I read a story about a girl who had a kid, and her family would not allow her to be anywhere near them while breastfeeding her child. They didn't agree to it, so they didn't want to see it, and they didn't want to be a part of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It's feeding the baby.
Yeah.
It's no different than she was feeding the baby while it was inside of her. What's the difference on the outside?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on the extent of things. Like, if you're out in public, I mean, if you, as long as you do it kind of like in a courtesy kind of manner,
yeah,
and you're not just flipping them out.
There was, I think it was Target,
yeah,
I think, or somewhere. It might have been Target that I seen. It was a sign. It mm-hmm. said, breastfeeding moms, if you need to breastfeed your child, we have special rooms for you.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah, they don't like that. Like, that's one of the propaganda, like, the propaganda. It's one of the issues having.
If people don't want to see people's titties, they're fucking,
it's, yeah, but it's not okay anymore to be one way. Like, it's not okay to visualize, like, there's no, it's not okay for there to be two sides to every point. You know, some people are okay with it, some aren't. It's not okay to have an opinion that doesn't match up to somebody else's or to the mass amount. And that's not okay either. Because I think that there's always going to be a great divide.
Yeah.
Like, I explained my theories in life on that with you is, there's always going to be a yin-yang, no matter what. Because yeah, there's always going to be good, bad, in every situation. So there's always going to be two sides. You cannot fully change every single person's mind to view something the same way you do.
Yeah.
But they don't like being told to go to the bathroom, and they don't like being told to go to special places. They don't like having to put a blanket over. No,
it was like the courtesy thing for moms.
Yeah, I know.
Just but so, like, anybody, no, people wouldn't say anything to them.
I know. But, you know, yeah, it's just, as long as I don't see your whole titty, I don't care.
Yeah.
If I see your kid eating, I'm probably going to look and see, like, oh, okay, I'm going to double take. I'm not trying to stare. I'm just looking at, oh, that's not normal, so I'm going to double take at it.
Yeah.
Just like any other person. But also, when I'm out in public with kids, I don't want to have to explain to them what exactly it is they're doing. But luckily, my sister breastfed all four of her kids, so they know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But
they're feeding the baby.
Yeah. She has, which, I mean, is easy enough to explain, you would think. Just saying, oh, you know, they're feeding their kid, but why are they feeding them that way? Because it's natural. And it happens. But that's not going to be the question out of his mouth. It's going to be mommy or daddy. Why is that lady's tit booby out? You know? It's, you're not supposed to. If a man is not allowed to expose himself in public, because if he did, even if it was on accident, he could be charged as a predator. Why is it double standard for females? That's on to another thing, which I hope we do come back around to talk about, is feminism and the stand on that. Is feminism technically political? Like, I mean, I guess in today's world, it kind of could be.
Yeah.
But I just think,
because they're taking it to that standpoint.
Yeah. I just, well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at yourself being feminist. Like, when I'm feminist, I'm saying that I am the same in certain mannerisms as the person standing next to me.
Yeah.
If I see a female who's in danger, I'm going to help that female.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. If I see a fucking man or male in danger, I'm going to help that person. It doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. It does not matter. I'm going to help you because that's the type of person I am. So I think they redefined feminism when it comes to stuff like that. That's why I was trying to say, I'm not trying to be biased on the fact that it's more pressured for females to be one way. And it's like females have more of an opened book of clothing that they can do and styles they can do.
Yeah.
It's not so fair that men don't get to have like a lot of styles. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, some styles look good on men, some don't, just like for women. So, trying to loop ourselves back around to the, he asked about the plastic surgery stuff and it just kind of threw us in the ring. So back to the fashion stuff. I mean, I've always heard, you know, I'm just trying to make a fashion statement.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like, why?
Right. Well, nobody, you know, nobody understood why, Lady Gaga wore the meat suit to the awards that one year, and it was a protest of some kind, I think, or something like that, and nobody understood why, and they just took her as being stupid and weird and, you know, made fun of her because she done it, but didn't understand she had an agenda behind the suit, you know, so, which is a lot of things, too. It's just, I don't know why. It's a double standard in the fashion industry, but when it comes to what females can wear, what males can't wear, but I'm just saying what I like on men. Like, if I had a pair of high-waisted bell-bottom pants for my husband to put on, oh, you damn right I'm going to have him wear them. And tuck in his shirt. Woo! If the house is rocking, don't come knocking. Just saying. Just saying.
I
can't
say something, but I'm not lying.
Well, I mean, if you seen a guy, he was well-dressed and everything, you got to take him home, you would say the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put a sock on the door. Just saying. Probably on the window, too, so nobody crossed through it. Little drunken story before we let go. I had a friend who came up. He had just got out of a relationship. He wanted to spend some time away and just kind of relax and free his mind. He wanted the booty call. But anyway, so he comes up here. I've been friends with him for years. I am not married at the time, but I am with my husband still. And my brother-in-law is up here. And him and my sister were having problems. He was crying. And we were all drunk. And I was trying to get away from him. And I went outside and he followed me. So I ran around the house. And I climbed through the hobo's window. And she was trying to get late. So I was the biggest cock block of the night.
Both of y'all were, because you came and sat on my bed, and then he crawled through my window and sat on my bed, crying.
I was trying to get away. I love him. And I understood why he was being, like, his emotions were there.
Yeah,
I understand. I respect him for that. And I don't care what anybody says. Like, if you're the type of a man doesn't cry, well, you know what? He had a fucking ride.
Yeah.
He has kids with my sister, and they had a family. And their fourth one hadn't even thought of yet, but the third one was. So they got a family, and they were going through a rough patch. Damn right. The man needed to let it out. I just got tired of hearing it because I was drunk, and normally I'm the crying drunk.
Yes.
So now I got my payback, and I'm like, I feel bad for all the times I've cried on y'all while drinking.
It's no lot more than just that once.
I know. But, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a good thing. At least he opened up enough to be able to talk about what was bothering him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was shit-faced drunk. He was just a little tipsy.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about on fashion, about my do's and don'ts that I like. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I like the way my husband dresses. I always have. He always wears jeans or something. Like, when he goes to work, he can't wear jeans that got holes in them, obviously, because he can get hurt. But when he's out and about on the weekends, I love seeing him in a pair of ripped jeans, distressed jeans, as everybody calls them now.
You know what I don't like?
What?
The shirts with the holes in it. Like, I know I have a shirt that I cut up anyways, but the ones that they purposely put in holes in.
Like, what kind of holes?
Like, the ones everywhere.
Oh. Like, the ones that look like Freddy Krueger got a hold of you?
Yeah.
No, not me neither. Like, I think the ones that go down the back, down the side.
Like, the ones that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those, because it's got a design to it. These are just little holes everywhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, or, like, rips.
Okay.
Like, that's...
Looks like Freddy Krueger got a hold of you. I'm going to ask the next person I see like that. I'd be like, you've been having nightmares? Oh, guess who's playing Freddy? Sorry. Anyways, I mean, I agree. Well, you know something else I don't really like? I don't like seeing every female pop artist wearing leotards. Like, you guys have got to have some chappy ass cheeks. Just saying. Because, you know, the secret to keeping a leotard perfect is sticky ass hairspray. So, you know they gotta be chapping. Like, when you have a chapstick for your butt cheeks.
Probably using double sided tape now.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, that too. But still, there's a lot of pressure to put stuff on.
Yeah.
You know? And why did it all of a sudden become leotards? I don't know. But they're everywhere. Every female artist wears a leotard now. And one's got, and then, you know, something too is that some people got something to say about one artist wearing them, but don't care that another artist is wearing them.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them wear them. To be honest with you, I'd rather see you kind of have some kind of clothing on.
Yeah.
You know?
Like your own style. Yeah. Not like what they make you wear.
Yeah, because everybody else out here, it's, okay, you know whose style I used to love? Miley Cyrus's. I love going to Walmart when I was in high school and buying Miley Cyrus's old clothing style.
Yes.
I guess after she went bananas, they took her style out of Walmart, but whatever. I'm just saying, I liked it.
I like the skinny jeans.
Oh, fuck yeah. She had the best damn skinny jeans. And they fit good, too.
Yes.
Just so anybody out there who, you know, just get this out there to Miley.
make more clothes.
Yeah, make more clothes because they were affordable. They were cute.
Yeah, they fit my body.
Yeah, they did. Really good. But yeah, I'm in my...
I didn't have that weird gap in the back where I got a big butt.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I mean, there's so many people out there who's trying things where it fits better, but this is... It's not just about the way the clothes are made. It's about being able to have free will to make style.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I want to wear a rock t-shirt and a pair of jeans, I can. If I want to wear skinny jeans and a shirt, I can. If I want to wear leggings and a cute top, I can. Or a dress. What happened to dresses?
Right.
Thank God. Like, I can't find a good fucking dress anywhere. And I like to wear dresses.
Last year was the only time that I found a good dress.
Yeah, and it was a while before we could, before then. And, like, I don't know what happened. It's like style went
down. Or a good skirt.
Our shit's going to shit, man.
Literally.
The music's going to shit, so the clothing's going to shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to wear what a high school's wearing to school, but there needs to be more of an option for people our age to be able to wear stuff. Like, moms out there, because, you know, most people in their late 20s, early 30s are moms. Or of some sort, or a parent of some sort, and they only get mom style. That's not fair. And if we want anything that looks really good on us that we like, we got to order it offline.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like just ordering offline. I like going shopping out and about. I like to go out and about.
Yeah. So, and actually try on to make sure it looks good on you first.
Yeah. Instead of ordering it and having a catastrophe arrive at my house.
Yeah.
I don't order clothes offline.
Or one shirt offline.
Yeah.
That was, and I had to shrink it in the fucking dryer.
Yeah.
Because it was literally, like...
A knockout.
It was to my fucking knees. Yeah. The size fucking thing was way off on that.
Yeah. Okay, guys. We're at 50 minutes.
Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Bye-bye.